好，先给大家拜年。讲堂上没有这句话。
Okay, greeting, brothers and sisters.
祝愿大家新的一年福杯满溢，恩典满满，身心满足，灵里满有属天的能力。
Just wish everybody have a happy New Year and to be blessed and have a joy and abundance life and with all the prosperity for the New Year.
我们要特别的感恩哈，我们的同工们带我们真的是有一个非常非常美好的敬拜。
We are very appreciative the worshiping team being leading us with such wonderful worship today.
感谢主赐给我们这么美好的敬拜的同工。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a wonderful worshiping team to serve us.
但是我今天也要特别的为这第一首诗歌的时候站在台上的这些可爱的年轻人们带领我们敬拜来感恩。
First of all, I also want to say thank you, be very appreciative for the young people who came here first and to lead us for worship today. Thank you.
这个站在前面的四个大闺女唱得真好。
The four girls standing in front, they sing, they have a beautiful voice, they did such a great job.
后面弹琴的那几个孩子很棒。
Oh, the girl who was playing piano, she was wonderful.
那个打鼓的长得像温牧师的那小伙子也不错。
And the boy who was drumming, and who looks like Pastor Ruth, and he did quite well today.
但是他也像于牧师的其实。
Actually, he also looks like Pastor Joshua.
对我们这些好像长一辈的人来说，看到年轻的一代可以起来服侍神是一件特别特别喜乐的事情。
To us who are in the older generation, just to observe to see the younger generation to raise up and to start serving the Lord is such a great joy.
那么我知道今天有机会呢，可以对我们当中的年轻人讲道呢，这个对我来讲是一件很兴奋、很荣幸的事情。
And today, for me to in order to be able to preach to the younger generation, it's such a opportunity and such a great a joy for me.
不过当我一想到我要对年轻人讲道的时候呢，我的中文水准自动就拨回到小学五年级的水平。
So every time when I actually preach to the young people, my Chinese level just automatically turned back to the elementary school grade 5 level.
就好像我每天带我的两个儿子查经的时候，一定是用最简单的中文，就怕他们听不懂我说什么。
Just like every day when I do a Bible study with my two boys, I will be just using the simple language just in case they wouldn't understand me.
幸好有谢丽姊妹在旁边翻译，所以谢谢，辛苦辛苦啊。
I'm glad Sister Sherry is able to translate for me today.
当我们来到海外，我们的孩子生在这里或者长在这里的时候呢，我们就不得不面对一个我们不得不接受的现实。
So when we came to overseas and our kids are either born here or grew up here, so we have to face one of inevitable reality.
就是我们的孩子们对中国的文化其实是渐行渐远的。
So basically, they will know less and less about traditional, like Chinese culture.
包括我们中国人最看重的春节。
Including the Chinese New Year, which is the most important festival for Chinese.
你不信的话，你去问问你家里的孩子，你问他，你说春节对你来说意味着什么？
So if you go and ask your children at home, saying, "Hey, what does the Chinese New Year mean to you?"
我今天来教会的路上特意问了我们家那个1.87米的大男孩。
So on the way here to the church, I actually asked my eldest son, who's right now 1.87 meters high, I asked that question to him.
他说两件事。
So he told me two things.
Delicious food and 红包。
So basically, first one is 很好吃的食物 second one is the red envelope.
有好吃的，有钱拿，哎，这就春节对他们的意义。
So basically, if they're good food and they're money,
我估计对我们当中的孩子们来说，春节对他们最开心的一件事就是拿到红包了。
I think for most of the kids sitting here today, the most joyful things for Chinese New Year is to receive the red envelope.
其实弟兄姊妹，你们有没有发现我们的孩子其实对钱特别看重？
And so, brothers and sisters, have you ever noticed that our children, they are particularly care about money?
那我有的时候呢，我开车就是送年轻人去团契啊，或者接他们出去玩啊。不光是只有我的两个儿子哈，还有别的孩子哈，比如崔晨的儿子啊，还有别的啊，我不指名字了，总是有一群孩子坐在我后头。
So sometimes when I've been driving the children around, not just only my own boys, also, you know, other brothers and sisters, the children in my car, and
我偷偷的听他们在谈什么。
So I secretly listen to what they were chatting about.
我发现他们谈的话题常常都跟钱有关。
And oftentimes, I found the conversation they having is related to money.
什么这个哪个人看起来是有钱人？谁家住的房子大？谁开的什么好车？做什么工作能够赚更多的钱？哎，我心里真的很不舒服。
So they were talking about somebody who looks like pretty wealthy, rich, and they are people who are making a lot of money, and they are living in a huge mansion, or they are driving a luxurious car. And actually, that makes me feel very uncomfortable.
你说两个穷传道的儿子喜欢钱，有情可愿。我们很多弟兄姊妹，你们也不缺钱呢，怎么你们的孩子也这么喜欢钱呢？
So if the children of two poor pastors and their children talking about money, maybe that's normal. But you know, a lot of the brothers and sisters here are quite well off, and but the children still talking about money.
很多人。跟我讲，他说这个是因为这个时代，这个追名逐利的时代，在给我们的孩子洗脑。
So, people just told me, you know, is this a generation, and it is a generation that's pursuing fame and pursuing wealth, and so the children being brainwashed.
其实是这个时代在向我们的孩子传递一个信息，就是钱很重要，你要努力去赚钱。
So this generation being preaching a message to our children, money is very important, and you need to work hard and make a lot of money.
所以我今天要特别利用这个难得的契机，跟孩子们讲一堂有关赚钱的道。
So today I will just take this opportunity and to really preaching a sermon about money, making money.
你知道弟兄姊妹啊，这个孩子们哈。在我们中国人的文化当中
So children, and you know, in the Chinese culture,
春节呢其实是很多在外工作的年轻人大家都回家的日子
So Chinese New Year is actually the festival a lot of young people, they actually work and live far away from home. It's time for them to return home.
包括我们这些离家这么远，已经远到不能再远的人，其实我们过年的时候，你知道我们心里最大的愿望是啥？回家跟家里人过年
including us who are really far from home and cannot be even further and so the wishes inside of us is to spend the Chinese New Year with the family
但是你要知道当我们回家过年的时候可不仅仅只有 delicious food 和红包
but you know when we are united with family it's not just about 好的食物 and the red envelope
其实那是一个非常难得的宝贵的一家几代的人聚在一起分享生命的机会
It's a such precious opportunity for the few generations of a family to be gathered together to share about life and life experiences
年轻人讲他们生活工作中的挣扎
And so the young people can share about their challenges and then their confusions in life
我们的父辈祖辈给我们一些人生的智慧帮我们出主意给我们看清楚前面的路要怎么走
And our elder generations, our parents will share their life experiences and they will be giving us good recommendations and pointing out a right path for us
所以年轻人要尊重父辈要好好的听他们在说什么
So young people,You need to pay attention and listen to the elder generation, listen to the parents.
所以我们中国有一句话很有智慧，叫做“不听老人言，吃亏在眼前”。
So there is a Chinese saying, it's If you do not listen to the old man's words, you will suffer a lot.
所以年轻人，仔细地听我今天要对你们讲的话。
So young people, and pay attention to what I'm going to share with you today.
这个无论你们看我是牧师、是叔叔、是伯伯，或者有的年轻人说我是他的教父，充满了黑社会的味道，但是都算是长辈啊。
So it doesn't matter today I'm standing here, you call me a pastor, you call me an uncle, or you call me godfather, which reminds us again, remember in a movie, and I'm just elder to share some message with you today.
我今天就代表我们的长辈、啊、年轻人对年轻人说一些重要的话，当然这些话其实对任何一个年纪的人都适用。
But today I'm just going to be on behalf of the elder generation and to share some very important principles and messages towards the younger generation. They are very important for you, so pay attention.
长辈向晚辈传递人生的智慧，不光是中国人的文化，也是犹太人的文化。
So for elder generation to pass down the wisdom in life to the younger generation, it's not just only us Chinese.
It's also Israel's tradition.
It's also Israelites as well. It's their tradition as well.
你看在出埃及记十二章。
So in the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
当这个上帝吩咐摩西让他让以色列人去遵守那个逾越节的时候。
So when God told Moses to tell the Israelites to observe the Passover.
你知道我们中国人最重要的节日是春节、啊、以色列人最重要的节日就是逾越节。
So for Chinese, the most important festival is Chinese New Year. However, for Israelites, the most important festival is Passover.
那以色列人就要杀一个羊羔，把羊血抹在门楣门框上。
So Israelites for Passover, they will kill a lamb and they will be putting the blood around the door frame and door posts.
然后摩西就对以色列人说。
Then Moses told the Israelites.
他说那个时候呢，你们的儿女一定会问你说，这个为什么要做这样的事情呢？
So then your children will ask you that question, why are you doing this?
那么你就要好好的把上帝怎么拯救了我们的奇妙的事情来告诉他们。
Then you will be telling your next generation about how God mightily delivered us out of Egypt.
所以节日是一个非常宝贵的对下一代人传承信仰传递智慧的日子。
So, festival is a very good opportunity for us to be passing down the wisdom in life and also pass down the faith to the next generation.
我今天选的经文呢是箴言。
So today the passage I selected is a book of Proverbs.
很多人很喜欢读箴言，里面有很多人生的智慧。
So a lot of people love to read the book of Proverbs because of their contained a lot of wisdoms about life.
但是你知道箴言有一个很明显的特点。
But you know what? So for the book of Proverbs, there's one particular point I want to bring it down.
我不知道大家在读箴言的时候有没有注意到，就是它里面有很多不断重复的一个称谓词。
I don't know if you ever noticed there are one word is being repeated over and over again.
这个不断重复的称谓就叫做我儿或者我的儿。
The repetitive name being called, keep calling it out, is called my son or my children.
其实啊，这个圣经中儿啊包含了儿女，弟兄呢包含了弟兄姊妹哈，所以其实就是。我的孩子们呀，我的闺女啊，我的儿子啊，听爸爸或者听长辈跟你说一些重要的话。
So in Bible, when it says my son, it's not only talking about my son, it's also my daughters. So it's going to be my sons and daughters or my children. And when in the Bible it says my brothers, actually it's not just talking about brothers, it's also brothers and sisters. So for Book of Proverbs, is a father or elder is giving a lot of good principles or advice towards the younger generation to the children.
你知道箴言一共出现了多少个我儿或者我的儿吗？
Do you know in the book of Proverbs, how many times my son been used?
一共二十五次。
Totally, there are 25 places. 25
真言总共才有三十一章，二十五次出现了我儿或者我的儿。
So there are only 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and they are 25 times, and my son.
所以今天呢，我儿听伯伯、听叔叔跟你们讲一些重要的话。
So today.
还有爸爸啊。
My son, all my children, my daughter, and just listen to me as a father or an uncle or elder.And to preach it to you.
那今天我们选的这一段的圣经呢，其实讲了一个很重要的、很核心的一个道理。
So today the passage I selected just talking about one very important message.
就是你要特别小心一些恶人。
So you need to be super careful about some evil doer.
你不要和他们去做坏事，贪不义之财，最终把你自己的生命陷到灾难之中。
So you shouldn't be following them, and you shouldn't be going after the unrighteous gain or wealth, and end up you lose your life because of that.
所以其实这里面讲到了三个非常重要的原则。
So there are three very important points they talk about here.
第一个就是不要贪恋钱财。
The first one is about do not be greedy towards money.
第二个就是不要随从恶人。
Second one is do not follow evil doers.
那么两个负面的还有一个正面的，乃要敬畏上帝，敬畏耶和华。
So there are two points are do not, and there's one point is do.Do fear the Lord.
我们先来看第一件事情，不要贪恋钱财。
Okay, we're looking at the first point, and do not be greedy towards wealth.
什么叫做贪恋财力？
What is really a be greedy towards wealth?
就是你把财力当成是你人生中最重要的一件事。
So it is when you really thinking about money and wealth to become the most important things in your life.
你人生的目标就是赚更多的钱。
The purpose of your life is about to making money, more money.
这是你的追求。
This is your pursuit.
这甚至成为了你安全感的来源。
This even becomes something to make you feel secure in life.
那么这个时候看起来你在贪恋财力。
So in the surface, it looks like you are pursuing money or wealth.
其实你是被财力捆绑，失去了自由。
Actually, you end up being bounded by money or wealth, and you actually lost your freedom.
最后成为了钱财的奴隶。
And you became the slave of money.
其实圣经当中关于钱财告诉了我们很多的原则。我在这里跟大家分享三个重要的关于金钱的原则。
So in the Bible, there are at least three places or three main points talking about money, three teachings about money.
第一个原则是《申命记》第八章告诉我们的十八节。
The first one is in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
在《申命记》告诉我们说，你要纪念耶和华，因为你得获财的力量是从他而来的。
So it says that you need to remember the Lord because of. The power for you to gain money or make money is coming from him.
意思就是在告诉我们说，钱财是上帝的赏赐，赚钱的能力是神给你的。
So basically, it tells us, money is a gift coming from God, and even the power or the ability for us to make money is coming from God as well.
所以神可以给你，神也可以不给你。
So God can give, and God also can not to give.
那么，我们要以神为神，就不能够以钱为神。
So if we are thinking God as God, then we cannot think about money to be God.
我们要高举神，而不是高举你的财富。
And we ought to exalt God and not exalt the wealth.
这就好像我自己生命的一个真实的经历。
It's just like one of my own true life story.
在我信主以前，我曾经开过服装专卖店。
So before I came a Christian, I used to open a shop that sell clothes.
我那时候很会摆风水。
And back then, I know how to do the feng shui.
Do you know what's feng shui? 那么我就在我的店里摆风水。
So back then, in my own store, I've been doing the feng shui, like putting things at different places.
那么店里的生意就很好。
And then the business was very good.
后来我爸爸妈妈信主。
Then later on, my parents become a Christian.
他们就让我悔改。
So they asked me to repent.
我坚决不肯。
And I refused.
还咒骂上帝。
And I even cursed God.
他们就为我祷告。
Then they prayed for me.
他们一祷告，我的风水就失灵了。
So after they start praying, my feng shui no longer working.
我的生意就非常的差，差不多要破产。
And my business just went downhill, and to the point it almost bankrupt.
我最后走投无路了，那我就信了耶稣。
So I have there's no way like any other way for me to turn, and I accepted Jesus.
信了耶稣以后，生意更差，没有任何起色。
And then not knowing after accepting Jesus, the business actually getting worse. It couldn't be worse.
无论怎么祷告，都卖不出去衣服。
And doesn't matter how much I pray, and I couldn't sell anything, any clothes out of my store.
结果后来呢，这个我就收到了这个我移民的通知，几年都没有消息。后来那个时候就开始收到这个大使馆的通知了。
So later on, I received the letter from the immigration office coming to Canada, although I've been waiting for quite a few years.
那我就只能把我的那个专卖店卖给了我的一个发小，我的一个好朋友。
So end up, I sold my business to one of my friends that grew up with me.
他们没做过生意，不会做生意。
So they never really ran the business, so they don't have any experience.
所以在开始的那段时间，还是我在帮他们进货，帮他们装修，帮他们管理。我还是跟以前一样在店里忙。
So at the very beginning, I was still the one who doing the purchasing for them and doing decorate the shop and even managing the shop for them.
但是最后收钱那个老板呢，换了一个人。
Just because of the owner or the guy who collecting money has changed.
结果进来的货一个星期就卖光了，完全不够卖。
It ended up to be within the week of when we receive a new supply, they all got sold out.
一下子就好了。
So the business just skyrocketed.
我立刻就明白了一个道理。
So right away, I understand.
做生意赚钱，这不是上帝让我走的路。
And running a business and making money, that's not the path God chose for me.
所以你知道，孩子们啊，人生最大的智慧就是不要与天斗。
So you know, children, the most important wisdom in life is do not do things against the will of God.
一个人要蒙福，你就顺服上帝。上帝让你干什么，你就干什么。千万别逆着上帝，一定要做你自己想干的事儿。
So if you truly want to receive blessing and is to obey God, and do not just think about to do things as per your own will, actually it is to follow his will.
果然我一移民来到加拿大的第二个月，上帝就呼召我出来传道。
Yeah, so the second month after I came to Canada, so I had a calling from God for me to come and serve him.
我立刻就顺服了。
So right away, I obeyed.
直到今天。
Until today.
已经19年了。
It has been 19 years.
我没有按照我的原来想做的事情去做生意赚钱。
So I did not follow my original own desire to make money and running business.
因为上帝也没有给我开这条路。
Because God did not really open that door for me.
但是侍奉神，我所得着的喜乐和满足，是我从做生意赚钱当中从未得到过的。
But the joy and the contentment that I have received through serve God, it's way over surpassing the joy of what money can bring to me.
人得获财的力量是出于上帝的。
So the power for a man to make money is actually coming from God.
所以千万别看钱大过上帝，顺服上帝是人生最重要的事。
So do not ever look at the money more than God. And because to obey God is most important things in life.
所以我常常教导我自己的两个儿子。
So oftentimes I teach my own two boys.
人生最重要的一件事情就是搞清楚上帝在你生命中的旨意，他到底让你干什么。
So the most important things in life is actually trying to figure it out. What does God have mandated for you to do in life?
然后呢，谨守遵行，做到它，你的人生一定蒙福。
And strive and to follow the plan of God.And your life is full of a blessing.
第二个关于钱财的原则。
The second principle is regarding money.
钱财就像流水一样，财来财去，你不要以为你的钱永远是你的。
So basically, money is like a running water, and the money will come and money will go, and do not ever think you truly possess the money.
所以箴言告诉我们说，钱财会长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。那么你为什么还要定睛在虚无的钱财上呢？
So it says in the book of Proverbs, and in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. So why do you want to gaze upon something that will fly away, will be in vain?
当你把你的安全感，把你的幸福感都建立在金钱上面的时候，你一定会失去安全感，因为钱财绝无永恒的价值，钱财也不一定永远会是你的。
So when you really put your own security upon wealth, and you will actually and put your security upon wealth.And you actually will be less secure because of the money will not always be with you or always possess.
你知道我们人常常有一个错觉，有一个错误的认知。
So there is a wrong perception for us.
我们总觉得我们赚的钱越多，我们就越有安全感，是不是？
So we also feel the more money we make, the more secure we feel.
但是你仔细想一想，真实的情况刚好相反。
But if you really think about it, the reality is actually the opposite.
你的钱越多，你越没有安全感，你知道为什么吗？
So more money you have, actually you have less security, you feel less safe.
你的钱越多，你越害怕投资失败，你越害怕失去钱财，你越害怕被恶人惦记着。
So the more money you have, you actually will be more concerned about losing money.And you will be more concerned about you will fail in investment, and you will be concerned about people will be targeting you.
而且我们人生当中那些最大最难的事都是钱解决不了、搞不定的。
And a lot of things, the most difficult things in life are actually the things cannot be resolved by money.
这就像我。常常讲到的我外祖父的一生的经历。
So often this is like the story I often share about my grandpa.
我的外祖父当年在大连开设了第一家百货公司。
So my grandpa back then he opened the very first department store in the city of Dalian.
后来被他的账房先生卷走了10,000现大洋，就倒闭了。
And his accountant actually took about $10,000 and ran away. So end up that store shut down.
他的绸缎庄是被国民党的散兵游勇给抢的。
And his silk shop and was robbed by a strangler of the army back then.
他的针织厂是被日本人给炸的。
And his knitting factory was actually bombed by Japanese.
后来为着他在大连住的一栋大别墅得罪了日本人。
So later on, he offended the Japanese because of one of the huge mansion he possessed back then.
险些被日本宪兵队杀了他的全家。
And his entire family almost got killed because of that huge mansion.
所以他是连夜 带着一家人逃难，从大连逃回了山东老家。
So he fled overnight and returned back to the hometown in Shandong, overnight together with the rest of his family.
再后来，他就被定性为资本家。
And later on, he was labeled as a capitalist.
他这一生积攒的许多的古董字画全被抄家。
And he has spent his whole life collecting a lot of antique, and but they all been taken away.
或者因为他自己恐惧，他自己把那些字画、郑板桥啊、什么那个唐寅呢，都给烧了。
Or because out of his own fear, and he burned them, some like antique painting and writing, something very famous and precious.
要么就是被人偷走了。
Or they were stolen.
所以最后他就变得一贫如洗，什么都没有了。
So at the end, he left with nothing.
所以 Caleb 和 Jeremiah 本来有机会成为富四代的。
So actually, Caleb and Jeremiah, they actually had opportunity to become the wealthy, the fourth generation of the wealthy people.
但是我觉得我的外祖父用他一生的悲剧在提醒我这个外孙一个很重要的真理。
So I think my grandfather using his own tragic life to teach me a very important lesson.
你为什么要定睛在虚无的钱财上呢？他们会长了翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Why would you ever gaze upon the money that will be in vain, and they will grow wing and fly to the sky like an eagle.
所以安全感永远不能建立在钱财的上面。
So we can never build our security based upon money.
我们要建立在那永远不会被时代的浪潮、被苦难的大浪所击垮的磐石上面。
We ought to build our life upon a solid rock that will never be shaken by the changes in life or by the sufferings in life.
什么是我们人生那永不动摇的磐石？
So what is the rock of our life that do not ever shaken?
我们的主，我们的神。
It is our Lord and our God.
再多讲一个关于钱财的原则。
And I'm going to share one more biblical principle about money.
叫做管家的原则。
It's about the principle of a stewardship.
圣经说天地万有所有的一切都属耶和华。
In the Bible it says everything in heavens and earth belongs to the Lord.
所以我们的钱、我们的房子、我们的车子、包括我们的儿女都是上帝的，不是我们自己的。
So all the money,And our house, our cars, everything we have, including our children, are not truly ours.
我们所有的一切是上帝托付给我们，让我们去替他管理的。
Everything we possess, everything we have, actually being entrusted to us from God for us to manage for Him.
主耶稣在路加福音提醒我们，我们要做一个忠心又有见识的管家。
In the book of Luke, and our Lord Jesus told us to be a faithful and a wise steward.
不光我们要这个忠心，而且要有见识，要好好的为主用智慧来管理他托给我们的钱财。
We not only need to be faithful, we also need to be wise and to be able to manage well for everything God has entrusted to us.
不光我们用钱财来满足我们自己生活的需要。
Not only we use money to feed our own needs.
我们更应该投资在永恒当中。
Then more importantly, we need to invest into for the eternity.
为主建造教会。
To build the Lord's church.
为主建造他的圣工。
To prosper the Lord's own work.
为主去做那些有永恒价值的事情。
For the Lord to do the things that will be everlasting in eternity,
就必有财宝在天上。
And we are accumulating the wealth in heaven.
这个是关于财力， 不要贪图财力。
So it's about the wealth. Do not be greedy towards wealth.
第二件事情呢，是不要随从恶人。
The second point is about do not follow the evil doer.
那这段圣经是在告诉我们说，你不要跟那些恶人一块儿去赚那些不义之财，去害人，去抢夺别人的财物，最后你是自流己血，自害己命。
So this passage is talking about do not follow the evil doer to go after the unrighteous wealth and end up you will be doing things really unrighteous and end up you harm your own life and even getting your life get killed.
但是你要知道恶人要引诱我们的反过来说恶人要引诱我们的其实不一定是只是赚钱。
Actually, the evil doer not only just tempted us for wealth or for money.
恶人常常引诱我们去做许多犯罪的事情，得罪上帝的事情。
And the evil doer oftentimes tempted us to do things that is really offend God.
所以罗马书第一章就告诉我们说，罪人不光喜欢自己去犯罪，还喜欢别人去行。
So in the book of Romans, chapter 1,It says, who sin, they not only do them, but also give approval to those who practice them.
这种事情在这个时代当中到处都在发生。
Things like that, happen quite often in today's world.
但是孩子们，你们要小心的是，恶人是很难分辨的。
But my children, just be careful. Sometimes it's very hard to discern who is an evil doer.
很多恶人看起来是好的不行的好人。
And oftentimes, the evil doer actually appeal to be very nice person.
就好像圣经说，撒旦也会化妆成光明的天使。
It's just like in the Bible, it says even Satan also disguised himself as an angel of light.
你想为什么撒旦要化妆成光明的天使啊
？You think about it. Why Satan ever need to be disguised like an angel?
如果当撒旦出现在你面前的时候，他青面獠牙，头上长角，后边拖着个尾巴，手里拿着个大叉子，你一看就你就跑了，对不对
？So imagine if Satan came to you.And he has a green face and have a horn on him. And also he's holding the forks right on his hand and having a big tail behind him. And right away you will run away from him.
那么你就不会被他欺骗。
So you will never be deceived by him.
当他化妆成光明的可爱的天使的时候你就很难去分辨了。
So when Satan is pretend to be the angel of light, that will be the time it's so hard for you to discern.
所以我要特别提醒我们的年轻人，其实也是提醒我们所有的弟兄姊妹，小心两件事。
So I just want to remind the young people and even all the brothers and sisters about two things.
不要被这个世代洗脑，小心你每天听到的看到的从那些 social media 那些媒体当中得到的信息
And do not be deceived or brainwashed by this generation oftentimes every day what you hear what you watch from the social media and it might not be right
很多时候这些东西你得到的这些信息有时候看起来是很 interesting 的很有意思的很好的可是它也很容易被魔鬼利用潜移默化的在给我们洗脑
Sometimes when you watch it, you listen to it, you feel like it brings you joy, it's pleasure and however it can also be used by Satan to end up gradually brainwash us and lead us to astray
包括这些 Hollywood 这些的电影
including the movies produced by Hollywood.
基本上你会发现所有的这些的电影也好这些视频也好等等这些东西他们在传授一些差不多的价值观给你们。
So oftentimes through those movies and even social media, they oftentimes deliver some very similar message.
不信你就看你们看我说的对不对哈比如说第一赚钱很重要人有钱就幸福。
So first point they normally teach us is money is very important. If you possess money, then you have a health, you will have a happiness as well.
男孩子女孩子的贞洁没那么重要，我喜欢这个人，我就可以跟他睡觉。
So it's not that important for you to be a virgin or keep with yourself. And if you love somebody, if I like somebody, it's okay to sleep.
婚姻也没那么重要。如果我不爱他了，我就离婚了，我能找一个更好的。
Marriage isn't that important. And if need be, and I can divorce and find another person.
这样的类似的信息，其实在这个时代当中到处可见。
So message like this and is everywhere today in this world.
当你一直生活在这些信息当中的时候，你慢慢慢慢就觉得他们讲的是很有道理的。
So if you keep living in such a world and continue listening, watching things like this, gradually you just feel like it's okay, it's normalized.
那么你的生命、你的婚姻、你的家庭一定会出问题。
So then your life, your marriage, your family eventually will go into destruction.
所以这就叫做随从恶人了。不知不觉当中你就被魔鬼欺骗去随从恶人，随从这个邪恶的时代了。
So this is about to follow the evil doer. And gradually, and you just gradually straying away and following what's not righteous anymore.
对基督徒来说，我们行事为人的准则不是这个世代告诉我们的，而是圣经告诉我们的。
So to a Christian and our life principles, what we do, what we do not, it's not coming from social media, it's not coming from this world. It's coming from the Bible.
圣经的原则就好像那个小船上的锚，让我们不会随波逐流。
The principle taught in the Bible is like the anchor to a little, to the boat, and we will never be drift away in the wave.
我还要告诉你们第二件重要的事情。
And there are a second point, very important point I want to point it out.
小心交朋友。
And be careful about making friends.
特别是男朋友和女朋友。
Especially boyfriend and girlfriend.
我不是说你身边的朋友那个看起来那么可爱的孩子他是撒旦。
I'm not talking about the lovely friend sitting right next to you is Satan.
但是他也许会被撒旦利用去败坏你的生命。
And there are times that they might be used by Satan to actually having a very bad influence towards your life.
诚实的说。
And to be honest.
今天对于我们的年轻人来说，最能够影响他们生命的。
Today, to our young people, what influences them the most?
不是你们的父母
are not the parents.
也不是你们的牧师传道人
are not the pastors.
是谁啊
And who are they?
是你们的朋友
Are
you
a friend? Is that right?
你们听朋友的话多过听爸爸妈妈的话
Oftentimes, you listen to your friends more than your parents.
所以一个好朋友是祝福你的
So a good friend will bless you.
一个损友可以把你带到深渊里面去。
A bad friend will drag you into the hell.
Darkness.
Darkness, sure. Into the darkness.
特别小心，你们将来要找的，或者现在你们正在谈的那个男朋友和女朋友。
We'll be super careful about.The boyfriend or girlfriend, maybe you will be looking later, or maybe you already in a relationship with you right now.
你们明不明白为什么我们这些牧师总是那么很烦的告诉你们说一定要找一个基督徒的男朋友，找一个基督徒的女朋友？你们知道为什么吗？
And do you know why us, like as a pastor and teacher, and continue?Repetitively saying, "Hey, if you go look for a boyfriend or girlfriend, please get a Christian."
不要把它看作是律法。
Do not think about it's a law.
不要把它看作是我们在限制你们。
Do not think about we are constraining you.
这是我们对你们的爱，这是对你们最大的保护。
This is out of love, and this is one of the best protection.
你身边的那个人要么推动你的生命靠近神，要么引诱你的生命远离神。
So the person right next to you either help you to draw closer to God or will drag you away from God.
我们常常讲婚姻或者爱情的基础是三观，人生观、世界观、价值观，对不对？
Oftentimes we talk about the fundament,
value, yeah,
the fundament
system
of a marriage based upon three views. The views towards life, the views towards the world, the views towards what you value.
但是我们的 value system, 我们这三观 是从哪来的？
So where are those three different views coming from?
是从信仰来的。
It's coming from what we believe.
信仰不合，必定三观不合。
So if we believe things are different, and the views will be different as well.
假如你一定要跟他在一起。
If you set your mind, you just want to be with that person.
那么你就为你将来的痛苦埋下了定时炸弹。
You may end up burying a time bomb and for the future, for your life.
找一个基督徒的男朋友或者女朋友。
If you go find a boyfriend or girlfriend who are Christian,
越敬虔越好。
The more devoted to God, the better.
我并不是说两个 Christian 结婚了就没有分歧、没有矛盾、不出问题。
It's not what I'm trying to say. If two Christians are get together, there's no disagreement, there's no dispute, there's no argument.
但是当两个人有同样的信仰的时候，出了问题，可以在基督里面祷告、悔改、对付自己，靠着基督活出爱来，那么你们的分歧和矛盾就有解决之道。
But however, if two are both a Christian, when there are disagreement, when there is a dispute and argument, and both of you come to God and in Christ and trying to repent and trying to get things resolved, and you will be able to get things work it out.
但是当你们没有共同信仰的时候，
But however, if you do not have the same faith and same belief,
出了很多很多的问题，我告诉你，完全无法解决。
A lot of time, a lot of problem when it happened, there's no solution to it.
相信叔叔，我见过太多痛苦的婚姻。我常常跟温牧师说，早知道这样，他还不如不结婚。
Trust me, and because I have seen a lot of very unhappy marriages, and there are times I end up even told Pastor Ruth, knowing this, it might better off for them not to get married at the first place.
没有在基督里面共同的信仰，没有在基督里面一起去悔改，没有在基督里面靠神的恩典去破碎自己的生命，活出基督的爱来，很多婚姻的分歧问题无解，没办法解决不了，最后都是绝望，都是痛苦。相信我，我见证了无数这样的婚姻。
So a lot of times, if you do not have the same belief, same faith, and you do not have the God you can repent to, and you do not have the grace of the Lord come upon to your marriage, and oftentimes, and there's no way to resolve a lot of dispute and the problems.
所以孩子们，叔叔是不想你们受苦，才在这里像个老太太一样反复地念叨你们，将来一定要找一个基督徒，而且越敬虔越好，这个是对你们将来最大的保护。
So today, as the pastor or the uncle, the father, they keep telling the same thing, and it's just like an old grandma, and it's just for you not to be suffering in your marriage later. So if you do look for a boyfriend or girlfriend, and look for a Christian,The more devoted Christian, the better.
我在说，你身边的那个人，要么把你推向跟神更亲近，要么引诱你离神越来越远。
Again, I just want to reinstate the person closest to you will either help you to draw you closer to God or pull you away from God.
当然，我们也要反省自己的生命。我们自己的生命是让我们身边的人离神越来越近了呢，还是离神越来越远了？
Of course, we also want to be reflect upon our own life. And are we helping our friends, people around us to get closer to God, or are we actually pulling them away from God?
我前几天刚刚跟温牧师庆祝了18年的结婚纪念日。
So just Some time ago, I just celebrated the 18th years of wedding anniversary with Pastor Ruth.
我感谢主，上帝给我的这个太太呢，不是白富美，没有让我少奋斗二十年。
And I'm very grateful that the wife God gave it to me is not a rich and beautiful wife who ended up sparing me 20 years of hard work.
所以应该她其实挺白的，挺美的，只是不太富而已啊。
Actually,
beautiful white and a beautiful wife, but not rich. 那她也不是一个温柔贤惠的贤妻良母。
And he's also not a very gentle and lovely wife and mother.
他没有让我每天舒舒心心的过日子。
So she did not really give me a life that is, I feel like, comfortable and every day.
他就像一头狼，他一直在后面追我，让我不得不拼命的跑向神，才有生存的机会。
She's actually like a wolf and chasing behind me every day, and I have to run away and towards God every day.
当然我是开玩笑，我觉得我的妻子最大的优点就是她真的是一个敬畏神、不贪恋财力、心清手洁的人。
Of course, it's just a joke. And actually, my wife, she is a woman who has clean hands and a pure heart.And she is a fear of the Lord and do not be greedy towards wealth.
所以其实她是在我的背后一直推动我，让我跟神的关系越来越亲近，而不是拉着我远离神去亲近世界的一个太太。
So she's a wife that is behind me and pushing me closer and closer to God. And she's not a wife who's holding my hand and just drag me away further away from God.
这对于一个牧师来讲，有这样的太太是一个极大的祝福。
So to a pastor and to have a wife like this is such a blessing.
外面的人只知道于斌牧师，他们不知道在于斌牧师的背后有一个小路牧师，没有小路牧师就没有于斌牧师。
So the people outside here, they only know about there's a pastor, his name is called Yu Bin.They do not know there is a Pastor Ruth, and if not because of Pastor Ruth, there won't be a UV 牧师 like this, Pastor Joshua like this.
所以想一想，你身边的那个人，要么让你亲近神，要么让你远离神，你要选一个什么样的人待在你的身边一辈子。
So basically, the person right next to you will either draw you closer to God or push you away from God. And what will be your own selection or your own choice?
但是说句实在话，人呐，没那么聪明，我们都不能跑到前面看一看你嫁的、你要娶的那个人怎么样。
And you know, to be honest, as human, like we are not that smart.There's no way for us to foresee who will be married later.
你也很不知道你选择的这条职业之路适合你或者是不适合你。
You're also not certain about the career path you just chose, if that's right for you or not.
其实很多时候，当我们面对钱财的试探和引诱，面对女色或者男色的引诱试探的时候，我们都不敢夸口说自己站立得稳。
So oftentimes when we face a temptation from wealth, or even temptation from physical lust and appearance, and we cannot boast about, we can stand firm.
所以不可贪恋财力，不可随从恶人，从来都不是依靠你自己的智慧。
So basically, to not to be greedy to wealth, and do not follow the evil doer, it never is your own deed.
而是要依靠上帝的恩典。
It will be dependent on the grace of the Lord.
所以人生最重要的一件事就是敬畏耶和华，敬畏你的神。
So the most important things in life is to fear the Lord.
所以这段圣经一开始的第一句话就说，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
So basically, that's why in this Proverbs, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions.
但是我们更熟悉的版本是箴言的九章十节，敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端，认识至圣者就是聪明。
And there is another Bible verse we might be more familiar with is in Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
所以什么叫做智慧？
So what is wisdom?
敬畏耶和华，这就是智慧了。
So fear of the Lord is wisdom.
其实箴言讲到的智慧呢，最少分了三个层面。
So the wisdom talked about in the book of Proverbs, there are three different angles.
第一个层面就是我们为人处事的智慧，你知道怎么做人，你知道怎么做事，哎，这是第一个层面的智慧。
So there are actually three levels. The first one is about how to deal with people or how to do things.
但是第二个 higher 更高的 level 的智慧是什么呢？
There is a higher level of principle about wisdom.
其实如果你只知道怎么投资赚钱，你那叫小聪明。
So if you only know how to invest and how to make money, that's just a little clever thing.
你要真的是敬畏神，认识耶和华，这才是人生的大智慧，真聪明。
So, but understanding God and the fear of the Lord are the great wisdom, and it is the true wisdom.
箴言还有第三个层面的智慧。
And there are third levels of wisdom in the book of Proverbs.
就像哥林多前书所提醒我们的，耶稣基督就是神的能力，就是神的智慧。
Just like the First Corinthians, and it says, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
你去读箴言的第八章。
If you read the chapter 8,
箴言的第八章讲到了一个啊，这个在万有之先的这个智慧是在万有之先被神借着创造世界能够给人带来救恩和恩惠的这样的一个智慧。
If you read chapter 8 in the book of Proverbs, it's talking about wisdom. And such wisdom is described as something before all things. And it's been used by God to create all things and to bless all things. It's about the blessing and the grace of God.
所以如果这不是耶稣基督，不是上帝的儿子那个永恒的道，我们就再也找不到更贴切的解释了。
So if apart from the eternal word of the Son of God, if it's apart from our Lord Jesus, there's no any other reasonable explanation.
所以我觉得箴言对我们今天的基督徒有个非常重要的提醒。
So I think the book of Proverbs is such a good reminder for us today.
好好的信耶稣，好好的敬畏神，这就是你人生的最大的智慧。
So believing God and fear of the Lord, that is actually the greatest wisdom of life.
因为一个信耶稣，一个敬畏神的人，他是站在上帝的那个角度，从上帝的眼睛看世界，所以他高屋建瓴，他看到的世界是不一样的。
So because for somebody who believes in our Lord Jesus and fear of the Lord, the way he's looking at life is from its overview. So you've been elevated to where God is, and then you can look at the things from totally different perspective and different angle.
所以这样的人他一定有远超过世人的智慧。
So for a person, such a person, he must possess the wisdom that's far beyond exceeding regular people can possess.
一个信耶稣，一个敬畏神的人，我们一定在我们的生活中经历神的保护，神的帮助，神的医治，神赐下够用的恩典。
So for somebody who are believing Jesus and the fear of the Lord, in his or her life, he must experiencing the blessing from the Lord and experiencing the healing from the Lord.And it was experiencing the protection from the Lord as well.
即使我们做错了选择，即使我们跌倒， 上帝也给我们有悔改的机会，上帝仍然会给我们够用的恩典，让我们重新来过。
So even if there are times we make mistakes and we stumble, but however, God was still giving us a chance to repent and giving us the chance to come and just by His own grace and to come back.
一个信耶稣，一个敬畏神的人，也一定有很多上帝丰满的祝福和供应。
So somebody who believes in Jesus and the fear of the Lord, he will have abundance of provision and a blessing towards him or her.
你会听到很多的见证，一个基督徒当他愿意用爱心和信心来奉献金钱侍奉神的时候，神赐给他的远超过他献给神的。
Oftentimes there are a lot of testimonies out there for somebody who been truly and out of his own love and faith to give generously, be it the wealth, money, or be it his own time to serve the Lord, and he and she being blessed abundantly by the Lord.
因为上帝是不亏欠人的。
Because our Lord do not ever own us anything.
所以亲爱的孩子们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，人生最大的智慧，敬畏耶和华。
So my dear brothers and sisters and my own little children,And the most important thing in life is fear of the Lord.
因为未来的一年，你的恋爱、你的婚姻、你的家庭、你的儿女，其实没有一件事在你手中掌管，都在神的手里掌管。你怎么敢不敬畏他呢？
Because of in this new year, the upcoming new year, everything pertaining to your life, your family, your own children, your own.It's a choice in life, and everything is in the hand of our God, and none of them are in the hand of us. How dare us not to fear of the Lord?
很多弟兄姊妹都知道啊，我家里的两个儿子从小都说他们将来要做牧师，做传道人。
And a lot of people might heard before, the two boys in my house, when they were younger, they actually expressed interest in, yes, they wanted to become a pastor.
后来他们都反悔了。
And later on, both of them changed their mind.
老大说，因为做传道人太穷。
And the elder one said, because become pastor is too poor.
老二说，因为做传道人太忙。
And the younger one said, because become a pastor, it's too busy.
我觉得我的两个儿子真的很聪明，他们的眼光是很尖锐的。
And I think, yes, I want to commend both of my boys, they are very smart. Yes, they've been observing in such a detail.
传道人就是一个又忙又不赚钱的职业。
That's right. So being a pastor, it is a profession that do not make money, and however, it's super busy as well.
但是孩子们，你们有没有想过，为什么我们两个人会去选择这个又忙又不赚钱的职业呢？
But children, have you guys ever thought about how come and me and my wife end up choose such a profession that's make no money and have no time as well?
就好像温牧师常常开玩笑说的
，And oftentimes that's like Pastor Ruth often joke about.
他说，就凭我老公那张铁嘴
，Just with the eloquent of my husband.
温牧师以前在国内是做律师的
，And Pastor Ruth used to be a lawyer back in China.
他是专做房地产的法律。
And he was the lawyer for the real estate.
其实他来到加拿大最初做的工作就是在律师事务所里，在房地产律师的事务所里面工作。
So when she first came to Canada, she actually worked in a law firm.
所以他处
and it's the real estate law firm.
所以他处理房地产的这些业务是他的专业。
So to handling the transaction about selling and buying a house, it was her profession back then.
所以她就说，如果我们俩合伙去卖房子，这得赚多少钱呢？
So then she said, if Pastor Joshua and her join force together to buy and sell house, how much money they are able to make?
但是我们为什么没有去做这件事，反而去选择了一个又忙又不赚钱的牧师去做呢？
How come Pastor Ruth and Pastor Joshua end up did not pursuing that path, and they both became pastors.
我们两个不傻的。
We are not stupid.
任何一个选择背后一定有考量，有原因。
Every selection, every choice we made must be based off on some consideration and a lot of thinking process.
你选择这件事，不选择那件事，一定是因为这件事有着那件事无可衡量的价值。
If you choose one thing but not the other, it must be because of there are some benefits that's a way unmeasurable benefit from one of them over the other.
而我们为什么能够看重侍奉神的价值？
And why do we value more about to serve the Lord?
是因为我们是真正的认识耶和华，也经历过神的人。
Because of we truly know God.And we experienced him.
是我们心里的眼睛被神打开了，我们看见过神的荣耀，我们知道侍奉神是何等荣美的一件事。
And because of the eyes of our heart has been opened by God, and we saw his glory, and it just truly to know how precious and for us to be able to serve him.
所以我们才会去做这个在人看来很愚蠢的选择。
So that's why we choose this path. In man's eyes, it's stupid.
所以孩子们，你知道叔叔对你们最大的担忧是什么吗？
So my little children, and do you know what is my most concerned thing in my heart towards you?
我最担忧的是你们并不真正认识耶和华。
My most concern is you do not truly know God.
就好像我上一堂的讲道所说的。
It's just like the last sermon I gave.
以利的两个儿子已经做了祭司了，圣经却说他们不认识耶和华。
The two sons of Eli, they were priests. However, in the Bible it says they do not know the Lord.
所以他们才会贪恋财力，为所欲为，去得罪耶和华，为他们自己的家族带来大灾难。
So that's why they were greedy for money, and they committed unrighteous things, and so end up brought destruction into their family.
小撒母耳从小就在圣殿中学习侍奉神。
And even little Samuel and have been like start serving the Lord since his very young age in the temple.
但是在神对他说话以前，圣经同样说撒母耳还不认识耶和华。
But before the Lord spoke to him in the Bible, it still says he did not know the Lord.
所以我最大的担心就是我们当中的孩子们，你们知道很多关于神的知识，但是却从未真正经历过神，所以你们并不真正认识耶和华。
So my biggest concern towards you, my little children, you heard a lot about the Bible story or heard about God because you never truly experienced him and you do not truly know him.
你不认识耶和华，你就何谈敬畏耶和华？
If you do not know God, how can you fear him?
那么你也不会看上帝比财力更宝贵。
Then you won't perceive God as more valuable, more important than money.
那你至终必成为一个贪恋财力、随从恶人的人。
Eventually, you will become somebody who be greedy towards money and following the evil deeds.
我为你们祷告。
Let me pray for you.
求神开你们心中的眼睛。
Pray for the Lord to open the eyes of inside of you heart.
使你们看见神的荣耀。
For you to see the glory of the Lord.
经历神的真实。
Experience the faithfulness of our Lord.
以至于得以真正认识耶和华，敬畏他，一生遵行主道，不偏左右。
And to be able to truly know the God and the fear of him and do not walk on the path the Lord laid in front of you and not to turn to the left nor the right.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray together.
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you.
从岁首到年终，你的眼目常眷顾我们这蒙爱的人。
From beginning of the year till the end of the year, your loving face has always been shining upon to us.
你也救了我们，使我们脱离了黑暗的权势，被迁到神爱子的国里。
You also saved us out from darkness and destruction. You led us into the kingdom of the Lord, and it's with all the light.
但是主啊，我们向你求一个更大的恩典。
But Lord, we're just asking for a greater blessing from you today.
开我们在这里每一个人心里的眼睛。
Open the eyes in the heart of every one of us here today.
无论是我们的成人还是我们的年轻人。
Doesn't matter if it's for adults or for the young people.
让我们真的看见你的荣耀。
Let us truly see your glory.
真的经历你的真实。
Truly experience your faithfulness.
让我们的心真的好像保罗一样，看耶稣基督是至宝，胜过世上所有的粪土。
Like, let us really just like Apostle Paul to look at you to be the most precious thing and everything else on the earth as garbage.
主耶稣，你比财力更美。
Lord Jesus, you are much more beautiful than the wealth.
你的爱比生命更美。
And your love is more precious than life itself.
愿主用恩手带领我们并我们的子孙后代。
Lord, with your hand, your full of grace to continue leading our next generation.
学习敬畏你。
Learn to fear you.
快跑跟随你。
And to run and hurry and to follow you.
十架在前面，世界在后面。
The cross is in front of us, and the cross is in front of us, and the world is behind us.
带领我们一家人，我们所有你所爱的人，将来都在天上与你相聚，一个也不少。
And lead this entire family, every one of us, to pursue you and to be reunited with you one day in heaven.
恭敬的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
And we pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。